God is also in every heart. He is also resides in you. He is watching our every action. Similarly, God in man and Master also looks for shortcomings, but just lovingly. He wants to watch him. So all will remain in the presence, and that is why Kabir says, let the Master, when Master initiates, Master is not the body, you see, it is the God power working in him. When he just initiates you, he resides with you forever. One thing, that he is always present. Will you do anything? Tell lies? Deceive others? Act or pose? No. And further, don't you just live up to what he says. If you love, you keep it. Purposely don't transcend. If any unknowingly anything happens, that's another thing. But purposely, intentionally don't do anything what he wants you not to do. And if you do these things, you have nothing to fear even in the three worlds. These are what things are required to be lived up to, you see. Very simple things these are, Mother, what you should do then, every day morning. Just or evening both. Just put in time for your bhajan and simple. How? Like a child. When the child sit together, they all forget everything with a clean heart, with enmity with nobody, like a child. For the kingdom of God is for the children. Just child goes to his mother. Does he any draw inferences to go to him? Every child does have to go. Amazingly, goes into his lap, into our lap. Say your prayers like that. Receive everything. And in the evening too, like that. What you do in the evening? Like a hard task master. Introspect yourself. What I've done today. In the beginning you won't find any shortcoming in you because that has become a habit. There are so many drawbacks in us. As when Guru Shri, there are the biographies of the saints, great men. I think not less than more than 300 biographies I would read even in my student life. And upon each man's life, you see, there is something to introspect his own life. Something, one way or the other. They did something to just supervise his own self. But how do you make no allowance, like a hard task master? Don't spare yourself. Then what will you do? Then, if you have done anything wrong, repent. That's very much necessary. Shed tears. God, I will forgive me. I won't do it in future. And what will you do next for future beyond the God? This is what is meant by the diary that is given to you. I have kept all through life as a student. So we don't care what we are doing, you see. Something passes over our mouth, we don't know what we are telling you. Think twice before you give out, say something. How will it affect? Think twice what you write. When you are in anger, don't reply anybody else. Go to a separate place, like a plague, sick man, you see. Don't show your face. Be in normal condition, then breathe in. Those are not, I mean, perfect, you see. Man is let down himself already. They are also let. So main thing is, for the purpose of diary, is your main thing. From morn to night. In that case, you will also, I think, the pelvic system of memory probably you have read. That is only just to remember from morn what did I do. In the beginning you say, I rose up, I took a bath and eat and went to the, my business, a shop and this. When you go into the well, when you were just taking bath, what were you thinking? Even thoughts are proceeding. These are the things which have to be watched. If you do it well, it is not difficult to meet God, but it is difficult to make a man. So for that reason, see no evil. And hear no evil. Talk no evil and think no evil. You be saved. If anybody sees an evil against anybody, oh yes, yes, he's like that. He'll work like an unpaid apprentice of the CAD of God. He's watching like him. We do not care for these things. Result is, we do not progress. And by God's grace, we have been given contact with the light and the sound principle. What stands in the way? Simply these things. So each one of us must work up to that. Or else somebody say, we are senior, what? That's all right. Others say, we are old ones, some new are coming, or whatever. No. A new man who does like it will go ahead of you. Whoever does it, you'll have it. That's all right. So we have to be very careful about that. These are very little things, you see. But little things harm you more than anything else. If you just care, take care for the penny, the pound will be saved. If you don't care for the little things daily crossing your mind, thinking of others, seeing even in others, talking, hearing about it, that after all won't affect you. It is said of a rishi. He was living in a jungle. One king went there for hunting. He just found the hut, I mean, of the rishi. He entered, he wanted some water, etc. He had it, then he went, he had that arrow and the, what they call, bow and arrow bow. He thought, perhaps I will take it at home, let it remain here. He said, well, rishi, will you, I will leave it here, when I come, I will take it. He said, No, I think you won't win. All right, let it remain. So he left the bow and the arrow both there. Now the rishi was a rishi. How it affected her? He would come round. What is it? Arrow and bow. Then he went round. One day, twice, thrice, when he passed, he just, his attention fell on those two things. Then, one day he thought, let me see what it is after all. He just took it and tried what, how it works. He became a hunter. If you see things like that, be very cautious, you see. It is just like a man, what is the, who has got the awful power, he can live amongst the snakes, and the snakes by them won't affect him. But the man who is not awkward, has not got the awkward power, everybody is bitten, you see, and suffer. That is why I say sometimes, you see, behave, you see, be very cautious, you see. Had the rishi not allowed him to remain that thing there, he was passing the water, the water. That goes in place, that is what it is. He began to hunt after the hunt. So you care for these very small things, as I told you. You will become, you will see for yourself what you become. If you are like that, Iqbal, a great poet, will pass away now. He says, why Prophet Moses went to the Sinai mountain to seek God? Did he not know the God is after finding some man on earth? He is finding out us. We are not men, we are beasts and men. Apparent appearance, we are God in man, body. But our habits, our nature, our everything is like beasts, animals. Even worse than that. Even worse than serpents biting. So God is in search of man who is a man, you see. Why should he go to maintenance? He is searching for us. He is going around. Nobody can find him. Baba Jagan Singh, I tell you, our grand guru, the guru master, our master, he was living by the river Bias. He went to the Himari Mountains, passed by, when our master was just even an SDO. He was just busy with us, and one man was along with Baba Jagan Singh. Baba Jagan Singh told me, I have come for this man. He said that he had never accosted you, he never wished you. Then yes. So he, even the master was seeking for somebody who is a man. Actually, it is known, I think, in the Dharma. It's very soul trembles. To become a master, you see, it's not easy. It is selection by God, with His help only that can be carried out. Never dream of that, I tell you. Be disciple. Though he becomes a true disciple, he is selected sometimes, for example. So these are the things, very times things appear to be. For that purpose, this diary system has been introduced. And perhaps you have not appreciated it, true meaning of it. When you are given one thing to start with, if you live up to that, why don't you problem? You must have gone. It is years now. Some 8 years are no new things, even before. Then where are you standing? How many of you have gone to the third plane? You? I don't think they are all lingering on the astral plane. Reason why? Because we don't live up to what we are told. We simply make allowances. In the general sense, we are seniors, we are like they're good speakers with their life, this and that, and no. You cannot deceive God. Perhaps this is the only thing that I have to tell you. That will be of your use if you abide these words in your hearts and live up to them. Just keep diaries, be regular. Like a child, go to your father every morning, every time being in life. It doesn't mean you do not do your work, you see. Do your work after all. That has been allotted to you by God, you see, to look after your family, your children, like that, you see, and help others. So this is what is needed. Don't forget your own self, what is God. It is the grace of God only. There was one master, I tell you. He always used to say, I am a king. Master was the, I have initiated a king, you see. King was boasting, I am great man, I am this, I am that. I am very wonderful, I can do this, I can do that. Of course, kings can do anything they like. So what happened? One day master told him, well, look here, what is your value? Have you ever considered about it? Oh yes, I am very much a value. I am worth in tons of gold and emeralds like that. I am a king. In one beck and call, well, whole troops are there ready to fight this and that. He said, you will permit me, but I don't even let you know what is your real worth. I said, yes, then all right. Then you lie down, relax yourself, family, close your eyes. And what I do, don't mind. What he did, you see, he lied to relax and pray with his eyes closed, you see. And the master took it by the legs and put it around his neck and just sat down and carrying the mala in the street. Look here, anybody, this is the king's course, dead body, anybody going to purchase it for $1, half dollar, he came up to 1 penny, even half penny. Whoever said, oh, this so-called guru has killed the king, so we'll all be caught, they all fled away like anything. Even for half any nobody would like to purchase the body of the king. Brought him back. And do you know what is your worth, please? You have heard with your ears? Then he said, you see, he had all of these words in his mouth. Man has no worth. to God's grace. It is God's grace that gives you some water. And then what's your God, you see? If you die, nobody keeps your body for more than 2 days. It will give bad odor. So this is, you see, don't. This is His grace that we are working the body. It is His grace that we have got love, something to know God, you see. It is His grace that you have been put on the body. Even if you have got some progress on the way, it is His grace. And grace of whom? The God working through Master, not God living in heavens. So mind that, you see. Be a good servant. Who becomes a good servant, really, true sense of the word, he becomes a master. These are my few words. God knows whether I come again or not, it is in His hands. But if you live up to that, you will be never left alone. God will help you. With whomsoever you meet, just convey this my words. Live one another, love one another, that's all. And I think if your father sees his children in all loving embrace, he will be pleased even to hear about them. At least I am pleased. Before I came, I was not so pleased as I am now for leaving, you see. You have a more loving attitude. And we should still progress more. And love beautifies everything. That's all. If there is any shortcoming anywhere, well, even has got shortcoming, forgive and forget. That's all you can do. But I tell you, as my Master loved me, I loved you. For no compensation, but to do the will of my Master. I wish you live up your soul to do the soul. These words are coming out of my heart, you see. And you just abide by them, you wonderfully progress. God never lets anybody alone, you see. That's what Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till at the end of the world. Bodies do leave. But that God power working at the human power does nothing. With these best wishes, you see, I would like to depart, but my wishes will always be with you. I will always hear from you the loving, loving thoughts be radiated to me there. I'm just simply too pleased, you see. If any father sees his children loving one another, well, I think father is pleased, you see. If you are obedient, so much the better. If you surrender yourself, all is yours, I tell you. This is the greatest thing. And that starts from keeping it diet, I tell you. Don't underrate it. It means something. Those of you who have no time, well, like a hot dog, don't speak yourself. One and all, you see, you'll find change in your life. You'll see change for your own self. And this is, I think, what all I expect of you, you see. And it is in your own interest. Announce my pleasure for nothing, you see. That is helping our Master used to say, but don't be just doing so disobedience. Lie down and let everybody take you while loading them in the cars and something, in the trucks. You also help, you see. That is helping the Master too, in a way. His task becomes easier. He wants to give you what? God, I tell you honestly. But you are not ready to have it. He'll give you something, but you don't appreciate. This is my best wishes. I've always been with you and remain with God's grace. The God working through my Master, you see.
On behalf of the Good, known as the Rahani Satsang of Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah,
we wish to express our deepest thanks.
Thank you. Sure, thanks will come when you live up to that. Each one of you. I don't think that you're not living, but still become ideal.
I see that some strangers are here tonight. If any of you wish to know more about the work that we're doing, I'd be very glad to hear from you. And thank you all for coming. What is, Mr. Strader?
Yes, Master, I have a question.
Yes, please.
I judge that love you're talking about is a very positive, outgoing type of force, though emotional, whatever you want to call it. Speaking for myself and perhaps for quite a few other members of this group, I find it very difficult to really love everybody. Very difficult. I find it possible to take a negative approach and maybe suspend my dislike of people. But if somebody wrongs me in my judgment, about the best I can do is just, I won't dislike them.
Yeah.
But as far as turning on a positive power of love, that is extremely difficult. And then, of course, in addition, I'd like to... It seems to me fair to say that there are very marked temperamental differences. I mean, a scientific man with a scientific point of view certainly is not so trained in the power of affection of love as a man, who's bent toward politics. Then the only additional comment I have, if you want to call it a question, this business of God hunger. I'm afraid I, speaking for myself, and this is a moment of complete honesty, I'm afraid I don't hunger for God. I think that may be my trouble. That may be the reason I'm not progressing anything. I mean, God to me is a theoretically desirable person, a force, a state, a condition, or whatever. I look at it one way one day and another way the next, but I'm afraid I don't actually hunger for him. I hunger with all of my heart and soul. Can you suggest any practical means that people in my predicament that would speed us up?
Yes. You see, it is the grace of God that we have got the man body. Out of him, we have got not very strong hunger, but we have got some choice, a little, what you say. By your discrimination, you consider that this is the right thing we should do, that appeals to somebody. All those who are just given up to the other things, out of millions, how many people come up that way? Those who have got some inkling, some slight thought even, by discrimination or as a reaction of the past. Sometimes man is very bound, you see, he has very, from the childhood he's got that way of living. Others by discrimination and by company of those who have been on the way. If you want to be a doctor, you see, then you sit by in the company of doctors, naturally you'll develop that interest, that hunger for that. By company, by radiation, by constant living with him. Similarly, some have got just this as a very child. Generally, when we come up, we have got intellect, we have to work by discrimination. Just discriminate right from wrong. When we consider something right, we like to put up. But when you have got little thought for that, about the mystery of life, what it is, I consider that day the highest in the man's life. Greatest day in man's life. Because that question cannot be stamped out. You stand forth by your being very busy in one way or the other. Still that question wakes up. So that waking up, when God sees, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact from somewhere where you are put away. Then further also company helps you. Discrimination in company. And also you get something to contact with it. When you sit by, say, ice, all heat is gone. Naturally, when you come to war, in contact with that, naturally those very hunger will be still further, more and more. The more you have that taste, that energy to desire that more in comparison to others. So as I started first, we are satsang is not made in one day. Rome was not built in a day. Though you have got some inkling for that, that is why you are so many people here. Why not thousands of millions living in the towns? This is the fate of, by grace of God, that we have got some inkling like that. And that is, by that inkling also then enables one to seek by discrimination others through literature, by company. Then when God sees that really that man is something groping, that He makes some arrangement, some or other, to bring in contact somewhere, we will be put on the way. To be put on the way, as I told you, that does not make a man so familiar. We are on provision on the way. The more we contact with that God in expression power, all qualities of things, you see, we are soul. We have got the same quality as that of God. But those have been hidden. I mean, just give down you and say, and you have that inkling, you see, and you have some contact. The more you have contact, the more you have company of those who are that way. Naturally, that flares up. That hunger becomes strong. So this way is the only way, you see. We cannot love everybody, that's right. If you have no hatred for others, you are improved. That is only if man thinks he will love you. If you have no inkling like that, naturally that won't affect you, that will go back. And affect the very person from whom that thought has emanated. You are saved. If you know, I mean, love comes next when you come in contact with God, He is thy Savior, that is developed. It is already ingrained in us. But if you have no hatred for others, I think this is on the way, on halfway to perfection. Then naturally we are saved so much. We do that, so I quite appreciate this frankness, you see. Really, we are on the way to it. That is why I have suggested diaries. I quite see. Man does not become in one day satsangi. We are called a satsangi. We have not become so far. To become a satsangi, we have joined this thing. We have got something. And if we go on earnestly like that, I think we will be overflowing with the love of God and also to come in contact. When you come in contact with some God-intoxicated man, the same is radiated, you see? The man who is overflowing with that way. So we are all on the way to perfection. If we start that day, they will come. At least there was something, and the reactions of the past, or by discrimination, or by company, that has come within us. We are trying, of course, go, flesh is strong, strength appears to be weak. But when we come in contact for that, that is why you are suggested to have group meetings. Every day take up some scriptures, every day morning after meditation. Those will give you an impetus to be on the way, to higher on the way. So these are the helping factors, you see. If you are really after it, when day will come, you will become like that. If you sit by a prasna daily, you begin to exert. You cannot become very strong, wrestler one day, but time by regular practice you will become like that. Every saint has his past, and every sinner a future. There's hope for everybody. God help you. That's all. My best wishes are you with you. That's all I can say. So thanks so much about administrator. Father, we were quite at home, yes. What's all this? I think this prasad won't help you more than the ones that I have said to you. If at all you want it, this is a problem. That's something you think you'll be considering.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was part two of a memorable talk entitled, What is a True Satsangi? It was given on November 14, 1963 in Louisville, Kentucky. Exactly 50 years ago from today, Sant Kirpal Singh departed the physical plane. But his grace lives on within each of us in the finer planes of existence. Our reader tonight is Ed Hanley. You may please begin, Ed.
Hello. I'm going to read tonight from Morning Talks, the second last talk called True Prayer. And if I finish that, and we still have some time left, I'll go on to the very last talk, which is The Condition of the Lover of God. So let me start. True Prayer, Chapter 39 in Morning Talks. I was just defining prayer, what it is and how it should be done. First of all, we always pray to somebody in whom we are fully confident that he can give us what we want. Second, we will also be confident that he is competent to give it. We should first have full conviction that there is a God, or there is a guru, or that somebody exists who will listen to our prayer. What sort of prayer will succeed? First, you should ask your heart what it wants. It does not consist only of what you speak through your mouth or what you think in your brain. Sometimes you want something and think that it will be good for you, but your heart wants something else. There is no unity. There should be unison between the heart, the tongue, and the brain. The prayer which comes from the heart and is expressed through the mouth, and in which we have full confidence intellectually, will be heard. Christ said, if you pray to God, you may be answered. There is some doubt. If you will ask God in my name, the chances are even greater that he will hear you. But if you will ask me, you shall have what you want. What does this mean? If you pray to God and you are not confident that he exists or that he is fully competent to grant your prayer, then how can that prayer be heard? Further, that prayer should go out from your heart, and your brain and mouth should express the same thing. They should not differ, and such a prayer will be heard. So when Christ said, if you pray to God, perhaps he may give you what you want, or if you pray to God in my name, your chances will be better, he put even greater emphasis on the fact that a prayer directed to him would be answered. A man who prayed to Christ when he was on this earth was fully confident that Christ existed because he saw him. For the same reason, we should be fully confident in his competency. So if we've got full conviction, full faith in the Master and in his competency, and pray to him from our heart, our prayer must be heard. Masters who came in the past said that if you would offer such a prayer, God would catch you by the hand and say, all right, child, tell me what you want. Do you follow me what I say? God will listen to such a prayer because he sees that your heart, mouth, and brain are in accord and that you have full conviction in his competency to grant it. Sometimes it so happens that the child insists on having something that is poisonous, even though it is coated with sugar. In this case, what will the mother of the child do? With all her child's entreating, he may say, all right, child, I will give it to you. You rest assured, but still she won't give it. Sometimes what you ask for is not in your ultimate interests, and the Father will not give it to you. What should we pray for? Sometimes we pray for certain things, and when we get them, we repent. We then pray to God to take them away. But if you pray, the best prayer is always to the Master, O God, give us that thing which is ultimately for our good. Such a prayer is the ideal, and He will give it to you. He knows what is in your best interests, but He won't give you any poison, mind that. Some people are rich, some are poor. Some have short lives, while others live long. Some are happy, others are in distress. This is all due to the reaction of past karmas and cannot be avoided. We always pray to God for things of this world, but why not pray to Him and say, O God, we want to meet Thee. Come to us or drag us to Thee. The Master is the media. God speaks through Him. If you pray to the Master, whatever is in your best interests will be given to you. The prayer which comes from the heart and is expressed through the brain and mouth will be heard. When you pray, you could go into your closet and pray all alone. If you are fully confident about your prayer and about the existence of the one to whom you pray and his competency, and that prayer goes out of your heart, naturally it will be answered. For example, there's a story about four different types of devotion that wives have for their husbands. The first type is attached to other men, though outwardly she appears to be fully devoted to her husband. Truly speaking, wives and husbands should be as one soul working in two bodies. We are like the woman who was outwardly devoted to her husband, but was always thinking of others. We have no conviction. We are not devoted wholly and solely to God or to the Master. Some wives are devoted, but they want something in return. That kind of devotion is second class. If she is not given what she wants, she resents it. The third kind of wife will pray to her husband if she wants to have something, but whether he gives it or not, she remains devoted to him. But the fourth and highest type of devoted wife will think, well, my husband knows my condition. He sees me daily and will look after my needs. If I am acceptable to him in these ragged clothes, then what more can I want? This is the highest form of a devoted soul. Whether we are rich or poor, happy or in distress, he sees our fate. We are all his children, after all, is it not? So this type is the highest form of devotion. Although you may place before him what you want, do not be resentful if he does not grant your prayer. Everything depends on devotion, and there are many types, examples of which I have already given you. These are the things to be practiced and lived up to. The books give a reference to them, but not in such a clear-cut way as I am giving you now. There are also different degrees of saints. A highest type is like the wife who asks nothing of her husband, but is fully convinced that he will look after her needs. Now, you should judge where you stand. One night I was sitting with my master, and Dr. Julian Johnson was also there. It was about 10 o'clock on a winter day. Johnson put a question to the master. He asked, is it necessary to pray? The master replied from our own level. He said, the disciples' work is to pray, but for higher things, not for the worldly things. If a disciple is not perfect, he demands, he wants something from the master. When we sit for our prayer, we simply sit like a wrestler, like a gymnastic, and think that we are to go up under our own strength. this is not the way. You should sit in a humble manner and pray, O God, help us. O Master, help us. I am at your door. Please raise me up. To sit at the door, wait and repose all hopes in Him. This sort of prayer will help you. You will have a boost. Suppose you stand in the door and say, Come in, please, but you won't leave the door. Then how can He enter? These are the things to be properly understood and lived up to. Perhaps most of you understand them, but do you live up to them? That's the point. So this sort of prayer will help you. He is your Father, and you are His child. The God and the Master is also your Father. You should go straight to Him without any reservations, just like a child. Christ said, Suffer little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you sit in your prayer, cut yourself off from outside and have full conviction in His competency. Simply pray and wait. If you pray to Him and say, Come in, please, but don't leave the door, what is the use of such prayer? It does not matter what religion you belong to. This has nothing to do with religions. There is something to be done in a practical way. If you want to be accepted at His door, then pray with a one-pointed attention in which you forget the world and in the way that I have just told you. If you live up to it, your prayer will succeed. I'm going to continue on reading chapter 40 of Morning Talks. The talk is entitled, The Condition of the Lover of God or the Master. What is the condition of the lover of God or the Master? His attention is always riveted on the Master, the God in him, even while eating, drinking, or sleeping. Sometimes you may become so much engaged in the Master that you do not remember whether you have eaten or not, who you are or what you have been doing, who has come or who has gone. This is the ultimate goal. Such a man is awakened within to the Master and asleep outside to the world. Now our condition is that we are awakened to the world outside but are asleep towards the Master. The God in him within. For example, I see you before me, but I am asleep from without. Asleep means that I am not conscious of what is going on in the world outside. Similarly, when I see directly in front of me, I am awake here, but asleep from within. If I am awake within myself to the God in me or the God in the Master, then I am asleep from outside. Do you follow my point? So the lover of God is awake towards him and asleep from outside. But he is not to actually run away from the world. One saint in the West said, When I want to be all alone, I go where? I go to an inn where people come and go, but I am unconcerned because I am all alone. Pity it is that we are not alone, but have so many thoughts that come from within, and we are concerned with them. So this saint said that when I want all solitude, I go to live in an inn, where people come and go, but I am not concerned with them. So this is the sort of awakening from within your own self to the love of God in the Master. Well, if you are absorbed, you will become one with the Master. Shamas Tabrez said, I become you and you become me. You become my soul, so much so that people do not differentiate whether it is you or me. St. Paul said, It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me. All those who have gone within say the same thing, of course in their own language. If you direct your attention, which is the outward expression of your soul, wholly and solely to God, or to the God and man, then you won't see his face, but you will see the light emitting out of it. That is the criterion. Such a man is asleep from outside and awakened from within. So we are attention, or surat, you see. Our attention is the cause of all this machinery going on in the body. Premi, or the lover, is really awake within and asleep outside. He is in the world, yet out of it. This is the ultimate feat of love, which is called charity. It is not lust, love or charity, and it is innate in our own self. God is love, and love is God, and that is part and parcel of our own selves. When that is withdrawn from outside by the concentration of the attention, then wherever it is directed, you are wholly and solely there. If you direct your attention to the Master, you will become what he is. Whatever is in him will be transmitted to you, reflected in you. One master said that the master who has become a master was once a Sikh or a follower. When a Sikh or follower is fully absorbed into the master, he becomes the master. But first, he has to become a true Sikh, a true follower. When he is absorbed in him, he becomes the master. When he speaks, it is the master speaking in him. These things are referred to in the books, but cannot be explained like I'm telling you now. These are practical things given by a practical man. His word is the law, the Quran, the Bible, or the Guru Granth Sahib. What is in the Quran, the Bible, or the Guru Granth Sahib? They are the sayings or words of the masters, the God in them. There are past masters speaking through books. The masters were once followers, but when they absorbed themselves wholly and solely into their master, they too became masters. The trouble is that we want to become masters, not followers. If you become a true follower and absorb your whole self into him, mind, body, and soul, then people will say that you are a master. But you need not say that you are a master. Here, people make a grand, heinous mistake, I would say. They want to become masters, not followers. The result is that they are retarded on the way. So try to be a true Sikh, a true follower. Be wholly absorbed into the Master, and you will become the Master. You need not ask for it. God will choose you. A Master will choose you. He watches everybody, though he does not say anything. All are in the make. Who becomes that will have it. You follow now what is love? Who is the lover? The lover becomes the beloved, and the beloved becomes the lover. All differences of mind, body, and soul are swept out of the door. This is, in a few words, who is the guru and who is the Sikh. So try to be wholly and solely a follower. I think you will then have what you are after without asking for it. So this is a subject referred to today. We should be awake from within to God, or to the God in man, and asleep from outside. That will come only, will result only, when your whole attention is absorbed in him. The outward expression of the soul is attention, and we are attention, is it not so? With one attention of God, the whole creation came into being. God said, I am one, and wished to become many, and lo, the world was formed. If we withdraw from the outside world and become absorbed in Him, we are micro-gods. These things are not given so vividly in the books because it is a practical question. So try to be a true follower, wholly and solely, in mind, body, and soul. You will become masters. You will see one day that you are not what you were before. Even now, if you will take a cursory view of the past, you will see that you are better than before. Now, you are not what you want, become 100%, but you are 10%, 20%, 50%, but improving. So go on to be a true follower of the Master, so much so that you absorb yourself into Him. Then you won't know who is in you, whether it is you or He, or He or you. You will have become, with His eye, not now I, but Christ lives in me. The follower should be, what you say, in the tomb of his guru. He should enter into it and be absorbed. This, the Master gestures to his chest, is the tomb. The living Master lives here, and you are there. So you should leave your body and enter into his tomb. This is the ultimate goal of love. And you are just to see where you stand. It is a great good fortune to have a living Master, a true Master. There are many Masters, 101, 1,001, but they are only acting and posing or on the way. Anybody who follows them is led away, and those who help them are also led away. Furthermore, they do not derive the full benefit of coming to a Master. So that is why I say, if you love the Master, you must keep his commandments. The ABC starts from this. If you become like him, he is always with you, talking to you, going around you. Kabir says, I am now so pure at heart that God is after me, calling my name, O Kabir, O Kabir. Kabir is going forward and God is following him. God is seeking somebody who is awake to him and asleep outside. That's all. That concludes our reading from Morning Talks, chapter 29 and 30. And there's a short talk called Go On Doing It. This heart-to-heart talk was given at Sawan Ashram by Master Kirpal Singh on August 11, 1974, just 10 days before his physical departure. This was originally published in the September 1975 issue of Satsandesh. Question. Sometimes we meet disciples of other so-called masters. How much should we say, if anything? They say they have been initiated into the light and sound. Should we question that? Especially if it is another guru that we know is not true. Or should we just hand them some literature of masters and say nothing? Master. If anybody comes to you who is already initiated elsewhere, he has come for some information. Tell him what he wants. Don't say your master's false. Given the criterion of a master, what is expected from a master, let him judge for himself. Try not to tell him how you may judge him outwardly. Question. Beloved, she has asked this question for the simple reason that two of them here have met a disciple of another master who claims that Baba Sawan Singh gave him commission to go to the south of India, and that he can give light and sound principle. Is that so? The Master. I don't know. Question. The name is blank Bombay. Master. Master authorized him to go, told him, all right, you are going to give satsang to talk about spirituality. Now I tell you how to meditate. Even group leaders give others a sitting and they see some light. Will all group leaders become masters? And there's laughter. Why are you concerned? Those who are satisfied, let them go on. The sound and light contacts are not the only criterion. There are some others. Protection. Help. Question. It is one thing to say and another thing to do it. The Master. If you have doubt of yourself about your own master, it's all right. If not, go on with it. Here in India, I've seen two men dying, so-called masters. They asked him forgiveness for their sins. In the West, too. When you are put on the way, don't judge others. Do and see. When I met my master, my elder brother was not initiated, and I wrote to him, I met with a master that is moving on earth in all humility of Guru Nanak, but wait. If you waver yourself, you spoil the name of the satsang. Why not do it and see? If somebody is satisfied with his own way, all right. It is God who gives. It is God. As I told you the other day, when men were initiated years ago, they were asked to keep silence, not to talk on the subject for 2 years. Go on doing it. Go on doing it. Go on doing it. We are not fully receptive. If you have got it, do and see, and then bear testimony to it. First, we become masters and then initiates, you see. Laughter. I issued one circular. I hope nobody should stand between the initiate and the master. Have you seen that circular? Disciple. Yes. The master. One for one. Question. Nobody should stand between the initiate and his master? The master. Both lights are shining. Be very wary. He is not one with full light on. Question. Does the master meet every initiate at the time of physical death? The master. Just those who are in tune with it are informed ahead of time. Those who will never sit in meditation know only that very day. He will guide you at least, direct the way. But for him who transcends the body, the stepping stone is there. They know, all right, I'm going. My wife said, I'm going tomorrow. I said, tell the master not to take you tomorrow. Ask him, please. Tomorrow there will be thousands of people gathered, a large satsang. When that was over, I went to her. Are you ready? Yes. Go inside. She went jolly. This is the fate of everybody. No concession. This is for everybody initiated. But we are not sincere. That's the pity. We are sincere to our friends and relatives. Now, every day I ask how many of you have seen the Master's form, you see. At initiation, there's a seed that should be developed. He should see and speak to Master within. Then you really become transformed, I would say. Not before. You're all on probation until you come to him within. If you put in 3 months sincerely, you would progress wonderfully. For 3 months, you're laughing and talking and sleeping and dressing. This is my face. Are all these things ordinary or ultimate goal? One or the other. Be to your benefit. It is you who has to leave. Nobody else leaves the body for you. You are not confident. Anybody else? Master is quiet for the longest while. He reclined and closed his eyes. When he reopened them, he looked long and piercingly at us. Come up one more. Time is passing. Go on with what you have been given. See what you can do. He sees always. Mind your own business. try to win the first prize. There is a race going on. Don't look to the right or to the left. Reach first and win the race. Do your best. That draws the attention of the master, too. If anybody has advanced, look to it. So mind your own business. Your father was great. What about you? Develop this way. Settle your account. He comes to make you radiate through your father who is master. Look to your own. If you don't change in this man body, then you remain in this form by going around. Have good vision. It will help. Go jolly now. Your food time, please. One by one. I was reading from a talk called Go On Doing It, given just 10 days before the master left the body in 1974. Before that, I was reading from Morning Talks, the last two talks in Morning Talks, Talk 39, entitled Through Prayer, and Talk 40, The Condition of the Lover of God or of the Master. Thank you, beloved Master, for absolutely everything.
Thank you, Ed, for reading Master's inspiring words. There were 59 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for bringing us together to strengthen our bonds of loving devotion to you.
So, what to do then? What he says, live up to that. And you'll find the truth which is clothed in light, the truth which is the symphonies of the music of all harmonies, which is the outer aspect of the God-directing power, which is called Word, and Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.